Torah tells us that there's going to be Hashem's going to maybe took us into a bris. We've gotten to Klal Yisrael. And then it says, what is this bris all about? That if we go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem made a special pact with Klal Yisrael before we go into Eretz Yisrael. To rededicate everybody to the what they originally established, that we're Hashem's people and he's our father, he's our master. The Torah tells us very stark that there's going to be somebody who hears these klalos, these 98 klalos, and he's bizbara b'lvava, and he's going to kilo bless himself. He's going to say to himself, "Nah, not going to be not no gay in me. I'll be okay. I can do my avodah zarah. I can do what I want." And the seiva shel davar, things will be okay. Pacifies himself. Makes a sheep out of it. He says, "I'll go in my merry way, and I don't have to worry about anything. I'll be okay." So Hashem gets very angry at this person, and he's going to give us this. But the pasuk says, Hashem's not going to go get angry at him. Hashem's going to bring a tremendous punishment on the land. He's going to bring mamish plague, famine. He's going to destroy the land in a way that everybody's going to look at this land and say, "What happened? How did it get so destroyed?" I mean, the whole Eretz Yisrael is going to be geshmeted. So the pasuk of Rashi later on brings by Anistor Hashem Lakeinu is an obvious question. This parasha, at the beginning of the Tzofet, we started off saying that we're going into a pact, and then it says there's going to be somebody amongst the pact, amongst the Klai souls, going to stay in his heart. "I don't believe all this. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to live my own life, and I don't have anything to worry about. Things will be good." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry at him. So I would say, now what's going to happen? He's going to be punished. Then the pasuk goes, the pasuk go into a whole thing, how Hashem's going to destroy the land, just throw us off. He's going to geshmeter us, everything. The land's going to be so like ripped up. You're not going to be able to plant it. You're not going to be able to seed it. You're not going to be able to grow anything on it. What's going on? We start with the individual. Then we went to the rabbi. Zok Rashi. In a bayanistros Hashem lakein. Zok Rashi. Rashi gets this question. You know what Rashi says? Amazing fact. Zok Rashi. You're right. The ikitaina, the ikisoid, is the individual. However, we have to know that we're responsible for all our friends. That he ended an army. Calls man. That it remains by the individual. It's his machshavas. It's his own life. No one knows about it. Then you're right. He's going to be punished. He'll suffer. No one will have to be the blame. But as soon as anybody else knows about it, as soon as others know about it, some other clients, so we're responsible. So Rashi, but that only came into effect later on, when they crossed over the Yad. That was the chiddush of this pact that Hashem made with them now, right on the border of coming into Eretz Yisrael. There was a new pact made, and Klal Yisrael became Arevim Zelazeh. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Not just the song; it's Halacha. Okay, after we get a rendition, go ahead. It's not just a song, it's halacha. And that's what the Dots are telling us, that before this pact, before they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was no such thing as Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh. Even if a person did something, and the Siba knew about it, it was wrong, they should have stopped him, but they're not going to be punished for it. But once they went into Eretz Yisrael, once they now had come to the land, now became a halacha of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh, that was part of the bris. And everybody is responsible for everybody. Everybody has to make sure that everybody keeps the mitzvahs. Everybody has to make sure that it's one din. And we have to make sure that everybody's involved. If we don't, we're responsible for the yachid. We're responsible. And this halacha has many ramifications to it, Rabbi Yisrael. many ramifications, stam, that we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us Yisoid, that we're not supposed to be only worried about ourselves in this world. Why Dafkid Eretz Yisrael? We could say because with Eretz Yisrael we start Shleimus. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Shleimus. And when we came into Eretz Yisrael finally, and Lemaisa, as we know that the mitzvahs and everything was Mitzvah in the highest form, we came to that format, so now there came Allah of Kol Yisrael, Arim Zelazah. What that means, because Baruch Hu expects us not only to worry about our own individual lives, but to worry about our neighbors, to worry about our fellow dorm people, to worry about our roommates, to worry about our yeshiva mates, to worry about our town mates, to worry about everybody. And we're all responsible. The person responsible for his household, the person responsible for his seaboard, the person responsible for everything he interacts with. And what is the pshat, Nebuchadnezzar? The pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that Torah and mitzvahs, and Kodesh Hashem, is about the individual, but it's also a tzibur. It's also something that shout out to the tzibur, and shout out to everybody. Because when everybody does mitzvahs, when everybody serves Hashem, when there's a bigger nation serving Hashem, b'roiv am hadras melech, there's a more glorification to the king. B'roiv am hadras melech. When there's more people serving, you know, Rashi says in B'chukoy, the more people learning Torah, that brings a bigger bracha. And the more people serving the Ibn Yishlam, it's a bigger schus for the nation, for everybody. But even more so, our Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the DNA of Klal Yisrael that we have to worry for our fellow Yid. You don't have to worry about only his physical, that's the chiddush of his parasha. You have to worry about his spiritual. That's for sure true. Even if we're working on our own spiritual, not our physical, we still have to worry for the physical of our friends. We have to help him out physically. He needs help with money, he needs help with whatever it is, you gotta help him out. But you have to also help out spiritually. You have to be doing for your friend's spirituality. Just because you're steiging, just because you're growing, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh, we are responsible for the fellow Klal Yisrael. And therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within Klal Yisrael is that we have to have a greater cook, we have to have a bigger cook, we can't be look so, you know, so we can't be so nearsighted. We can't be so into just what's going on around. We have to look a little bit out of our dalet amos. We have to worry about what's doing with the guy in the other room. She asked me, I never took Kiruv lessons. I never went to a Kiruv course. I never heard Kiruv speeches. And I never even got a book about Kiruv. 10 easy steps to Kiev. I never got that book. It doesn't mean anything if I say. You always say a person with a kind word, going over to somebody, speaking to him, telling him something. Sometimes a bacha could do more, have a bigger effect than even a rabbi or a magachir or an avreich. Because sometimes a bacha respects the other bacha for the fact that he knows in the same matzah, he's a Rebbe, he has a long beard, he's a from guy, but he doesn't understand me, he doesn't understand my Yetzirah, and the Avreich also, he's different. But this, Shmuley, Yanki, Telvi, these guys, they're on the same playing format as me, they went through the same thing. They lived in the same generation, the iPod generation, the I generation. They went through a lot of the shows that I had, and yet they're mechazik. You say a good word. It doesn't have to be a whole speech. Make a chavrusa. You speak to them. You tell them a little bit what you went through all that stuff already. You see, it's garbage. It's not, it doesn't mean anything. A person can have a tremendous effect upon his head. The words can be listened to so much, it can penetrate so much more. And that's a responsibility. That's just a mitzvah. It's a responsibility. We have Ravim Zelazel. We have to worry about Klaiso. Avada, first we have to worry about our own. We can't help others if we're not helping ourselves first. We first have to build ourselves up. But we have to know at the same time that part of our growth and part of our shtagim is worrying about the next one. The Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, the Furish, Rabbi Shem, that every person has to give a tenth of their day, of the hour to get to somebody else. But so if you did it in Meiser, give Meiser your time to help somebody else. Rabbi Shem. So says the Moshe, writes the Moshe in the Tshuva. Everybody has to be doing for it. You have to be doing for others. I want to give out the Kishchus Rabbi Shem. Fire your Madin to come to the place that I've helped others. There's other people that I've affected, there's other people that need me, there's other people that I've blown into them a little bit of chiyus. Because Baruch Hu looks on that with tremendous rachamim. You know, look at this guy, he might not be the best guy, but look how much he's worried about us. Look how much he's doing for others. How much it's Nechshav L'mayla, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't realize how much it's Nechshav L'mayla will do something to somebody else. It's unbelievable how much a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks over. That's the tachas of the Bria, Rabbi Yisrael. The tachas of the Bria is not for yourselves. We're not in it for ourselves. We're in it to help others. Hashem is imputing the etzim DNA of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Reim, it's not just a Mayla. We get punished. It's unbelievable. Why am I punished? My neighbor's not giving me mitzvah. Why am I punished? You knew about it. You didn't do anything about it. You didn't make a machor. The Gemara says in Shabbos Nun Hey. If a person knows something going on, he doesn't make a machor, so he's nitfas. You wanted to make a machor, so today you have to know. The Chazit Shabbos, we don't know how to give tochor. But it doesn't matter to machor, we go out and throw stones through the guy's window. This way to make a machor, you invite him over Shabbos, you make a kiruv to him, you try to help him out. You tried, okay, you're not responsible anymore. But you did something, so you say, okay, it's a maila. So my drag, no, because I'll say, Klal Yisrael Reivim, you have to be doing to make sure about that. You're going away a Shabbos, you're going away here, you know that this guy's not going to have a Shabbos, this guy's not doing anything, so bring him along about that. Take him with you. Make him part of your Shabbos. Give him a Shabbos. You don't know how much the Shemaya this makes an effect, but you know what a Schus L'Yom HaDin is. Kodesh Baruch Hu see that we do for others, it's a tremendous Schus L'Yom HaDin. Tremendous Schus L'Yom HaDin. You don't realize it. Sometimes you can't get in, we speak in Rosh Hashanah night, we speak over. Sometimes you can't get in with your own Schus. Michtav Menayo writes, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. What are the 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So it's Michtav Menayo, the first day, called Din Shemayim Dina Kosher, the Zohar says. The second Dina Rav is Zokim Bechtam El Amarei Dika Chiddush. He says that the first day you judge for your own actions. The second day you judged also for your own actions. But Zok there, the second day is called Dina Rav. Hashem judges you B'toch Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? He says that the second day the judgment is on how much you needed by the tzibur. And it could be the first day you weren't zogah to get in because Lamai said, you're not worthy on your own attributes. You don't have more mitzvahs than a deus. But if you're somebody that's shy, or somebody that's doing for others, somebody that's shy to the tzibur, so if the mitzvah, yo, this week's parasha, Rabbi Yisrael Salat is vart. Everybody knows Rabbi Yisrael Salat is vart, Rabbi Yisrael. Unbelievable vart, Rabbi Yisrael Salat says. The pasuk says, in this week's parasha, then a kodesh bo tzadik v'yein over. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik v'ein ovel. He's a tzaddik and doesn't do ovel. That's a Chod Rochav Mishpo Kel Amunah v'ein ovel. Hashem's a Kel Amunah v'ein ovel. He's a loyal God and doesn't do any avlis. Since we got a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do any avlis. That's how you talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Salant is Vard, Zot Kamar Adik HaChiddush. He says in a bus of Adam in court, a bus of Adam, they bring the guy in, he committed a terrible act, they sentence him to death. Oh, the wife is crying, his kids are crying, everybody's crying, they're putting this guy in the slammer for years, doesn't make a difference. The judge says, I'm sorry, madam, I'm sorry, kids, but your husband has to go into the slammer. Goodbye. No. Because Baruch Hu's Kel Amunah. Kol metuchav dishpat kel amun vein ovel The Kodesh Baruch makes mishpat, amir de gechidish. He takes into effect, into mind, what's going to be with all the people that's affected by this human being. If it's going to be a mishpat on him, chas v'shalayim, it was neither on this person, what should be needed, it should be exactly that he has, should get this, should get that, should get this. Kodesh Baruch said, okay, he might deserve it. But what about that person's affected by him? And that person, do they deserve it also? Hashem makes the cheshbon of all the people that are affected. If they also deserve it, okay, if they don't deserve the pain, so it could be because of that this guy won't get it, even though he deserves it, because he shat the tzibur person. Somebody who shat the tzibur has a different din. Somebody who shat the tzibur has a different mahal of din of Bosa. The Smith of Bill says on the second day, where but the mice we see there's a different ghetto of din of Bosa. And the Emmet refers that way. Look in the Yukum Purkan. Kol Misha Oiskin B'tzor Yitzir V'amuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, take away you. Kol Machal O'avachal. What's the Pshat? Why is he Zorichach? The Pshat is because the Tzibur needs you. The Tzibur needs you. Hashem can't give you the Machalos and Ochaz V'shon, all these things. The Tzibur needs you. They have to have you. You need it. The person has to realize he has to be Echanah. The first thing is Moshe Zorich V'zir. You have to build yourself up and be Roy. But you have to realize, even when you're grown, even when you're building yourself up, you have to understand that I have to be doing to my neighbors, my roommates, people around the yeshiva, people in other yeshivas, whoever I can, people in other yeshivas, the voice said, not other things. That's what you have to be doing about. Worry about Dukav, other types. That's Mitzvah Shem when you'll be married with six kids. Mitzvah Shem. But right now, you worry about people, other yeshivas, if you can. You're not going to get affected also, but that's realize. There's no dinner that you have to go and if you're to be totally affected by it. But we're totally not affected. You go and say a nice word to somebody. You go and give him a chizuk. You go and make a 15-minute seder with somebody. Take him aside. Say, listen, you don't understand what that does in Shemayim. But Hashem sees that you're doing for the ruchnis of somebody else. You're orev zelot there. You make sure that he's the kind of Torah. By side, I'll say, I'm a man of Baruch Hashem Yochum. Zerichur, Rabbi says, we go into Yom HaDin and understand that the more we work with our friend, person says, Rosh Hashanah, Vada, it's about it, you know, down your own tefillahs and davening and this, Rabbi says, but we don't realize what it does in your mind, the explosion it makes, that we do something for somebody else, Rosh Hashanah, and all Yom HaDin, Rabbi says. We do it for others, make sure that we're involved with others, make sure that we don't share others. People davening, you know, Rosh Hashanah, all the kavanah, you know, he's davening so loud, the other guy can't daven next to him. Very weary of that. She's involved with thinking about how we can also help others. Be Ezer Hashem Yizirchah to a good event.